Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yitzchel. We're now in Masachet Bavabacha Daf Kuf Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, taking a look at the very bottom, taking a look at the opinion of Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel in our Mishnah. At the end of Mishnah Aleph, Chanin ben Gamliel opined that if you have a get mekushar where the edim are on the inside, it's kosher because you could turn it into a get pashut. How would you do that? You would just unstitch it. So in other words, if you have edim on the back, the only way it's going to be good if it's a get mekushar, that everybody agrees. But if the edim are on the inside, which is the normal style for a get pashut, he said that even if it was originally set up as a get mekushar, nonetheless it is kosher. He dissents from Tanakama. So Hashiv Rebbe the Rebbe Chanan Gamliel. So Rebbe challenged this ruling with the following observation, and it has to do with the issue of dating, as we'll see. In other words, the custom was Pashut Malach Shana Monim Lo Shana Shtaim Monim Lo Shtaim. If the king has been ruling, if this is his first year, then they call it the first year of the king. If it's a second year, they say in the second year of the king. Mekushar Malach Shana Monim Lo Shtaim Shtaim Monim Lo Shalosh. Another one of the differences between Mekushar and Pashut, for some reason, is that they add another year on, just to indicate that it's a different kind of shtar. So if the king, was crowned, let's say it's a Jewish king, and the king was crowned in Adar. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's already the beginning of the second year. If you're writing a Get Mekushar in Nisan, you will call it in the third year of the king. Malach Shanash Monim Lo Shtaim, Shtaim Monim Lo Shalosh. So then what's the concern? Vizimnin du Yazif Mine Zuzi b'mekushar. He might lend him money with a get mekushar. Umitrami le Zuzi b'ni u'b'ni, and the fellow, the love, will come up with the money before the due date. Uparale, he'll pay it off early. V'marle havli shtaroi. And the love will say, give me my shtar. V'marle irchasli. He'll say, I lost it. He'll lie and say, I lost it. V'chatev le taver, he'll write a shovar, a receipt saying, I received your money. What will happen when the Zman comes? He'll unstitch it. He, according to Rabbi Gamliel, having the Edim on the inside will have made it valid anyways. So he'll now have what looks like a Get Pashut, and it'll look like it was made a year later because the date on it is a Mekushar date, so it will look like it was made a year later after the original debt loan. This is other money that you borrowed from me. And therefore, he's going to charge the lova twice. So the question is whether the takana here is really for the benefit of the lova, or the lova should be more careful, but it's something that we don't want to see happen. So, kesavar ein kotvin shovar, the answer to Chamin Gamliel says, you don't write a shovar. If I, the lova, I'm going to pay you back, I'm only going to pay you back if you give me the shtar itself. Which means there never would be such a problem. Now, parenthetic question, umi baki Rebbe Mekushar, since when is Rebbe such an expert in what a get Mekushar looks like? If you recall from the beginning of our parak, v'ahu Mekushar da'ata l'kami de Rebbe, there was a get Mekushar that came to Rebbe, v'ma Rebbe shtar me'uchar zeh. He said, this is a shtar me'uchar, meaning it's a post-dated shtar, because it indicates a year late. V'amar le Zunin, so Zunin, who was a student, said to Rebbe, Zunin might have been, by the way, the guy in charge of Rebbe's household, the Rebbe, kach min hagashalu ma'azu. That's the way the custom is. Malach shana monim lo shtayim, shtayim monim lo shalosh. When they write a get mekushar, they add another year onto the king, so the get's not mu'uchar. And therefore we see Rebbe didn't even know about it, so how could Rebbe challenge Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel? The answer is readjust your chronology. The answer is, right, after he heard this from Zunin, then he understood, and he accepted it, and then he challenged Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, saying we have this problem with the switching of the dating, as it were. Okay, now we have a story. Ahushtar Dahave Kutab Be Bishnat Ploni Archan. So it's a star that's set on it in the year of Ploni Archan. Now Archon is a Greek term, which is kind of like the Roman version of consul, like a town clerk or an administrator or something like that. Maybe a mayor. Rachanina Yibadeke Mata Amad Archan Ba Archanute. So let's check what year this guy became the town clerk. Vidilma Da Arich Machute. Maybe Archan doesn't mean it was in the first year that he was the leader. In other words, that's what Chavrum Hanina said. Let's find out what his first year was, and that's when the star dates from. He said maybe it was just a blessing that he should arich machute, meaning that Archan here is a Hebrew word, or an Aramaic word, that he should have a long rule, and there is no year here. Roshayah kach min hagashal umazu. Again, that's the local custom of the Romans. Shana Rishona Korinlo Archan, the first year they call him an Archan. Shnia Korinlo Digon. And the second year they call him a Digon, a 2 year man. Vidilma Avuri Avruhu Vahadra Ukmuhu. So maybe what happened was that the fellow wrote the shtar a few years ago when this guy was in his first year. Then he was removed from office. Then he came back, and now we only know what year he came back into a second position. Or maybe it was written the second time. The answer is Amar Yirmiya Hahu Archan Digon Karule. That they call a repeat Archan. Archan second time. They have another name for it. So Archan always means first time around, first year. Tana Rabbanan. So we have two other halachot where that same issue of the Greek numbering system plays a role. First of all, Hareini Nazir, if a fellow says Hareini Nazir Hina, Sumchu Samar Hina Achat, Hina is Greek for one. Digon Shtaim, Trigon Gimel, Tatrigon, we all recognize these numbers, Arba, Pantegon Chamesh. This we had in the Sugyan Masachet Nozir. Tana Rabbanan. You have the halacha also about Nig Ebatim. Bayit Agol, if you have a roundhouse, or Digon, a house of two walls, like a teepee almost, like a straight teepee. Trigon, a three-wall house. Pantegon, a five-wall house. Enom, Tamid Ben Negaim. There's no Tumat Negaim. Tatregon metamin nagaim. The only kind of house that can have nagaim is a four-walled house. Menahani mili. How do I know that? The Tanavon lemala omer kir kirot shtaim. The mat omer kir kirot shtaim. In the two psukim that are on the page that talk about the kohen checking and seeing where the negai is in the walls of the house, it says kirot habayit. Kirot is plural, and so there's two in there and two in there. Hare kan arba. So there you have four. So you see, it's only a four wall house that is subject to Negaim, and the counterexamples were all of those Greek numbers, a pantagon, a trigon, a digon, etc. Okay, now back to our topic. Ahum mekushar da'ato l'kame de Rebbe. So as a get mekushar came to Rebbe, and this we saw earlier in the paragraph, v'amar Rebbe ein zman b'zeh. There's no zman here. Amar le'Rav Shimon b'Rebbe l'Rebbe. So his son told him, shema ben k'sharav muvla. Maybe the zman is between the stitches. Palye v'chazye, he unstitched it and he found it there. Harachazi b'Rebbe Rebbe b'bishut. Then Rabbi Shimon saw that his father was kind of upset. Amar le Lavana k'tavte, I didn't write it. Rabbi Yehuda chayta katve, he told us that somebody else wrote it. Rabbi Yehuda chayta. Amar le klach mi lashon hara. Rebbe said to his son, stop speaking lashon hara. How's that? Zimnin havayativ kame v'kapasik sidra v'sefer tehilim. There's a different version of the story. Is that Rav Shimon was in front of his father, Rebbe, and he was studying Sefer Tehillim. Amar Rebbe, kama miyushar k'tav zeh. He looked at the k'tav, and he said, boy, this is beautiful k'tav. Amar le'lav ana k'tav teh. I didn't write it. He thought Rav Shimon thought that Rebbe thought to be praising his son. He said, I didn't write it. I don't want to take credit. Yehuda chayta k'tav. Here he says the same Yehuda chayta wrote it. He obviously was a sofer of some sort. Amar le'klach milashon hara zeh. Rebbe said, stop speaking lashon hara. So Bishlam Hatam Ika Lashon Hara. I understand in the first case of Lashon Hara because the fellow wrote the shtar in a sloppy way. Elahacha my Lashon Hara Ika. What kind of Lashon Hara is there here? So Mishum Rav Dimi, Detani Rav Dimi, Achuha Rav Safra Li Olam Yisper Adam B'Tovato Shel Chaveru. Don't be so quick to praise somebody. Shemitoch Tovato Balidei Ra'ato. You're going to end up leading to defaming him. Meaning either you speak kind words in front of somebody who doesn't like him, and the person's going to say, yeah, but, or else you yourself might say that. So Rabbi was saying, don't be so quick to praise this Yehuda Chayta. You or somebody else might say, yeah, but he wrote a shtar like that. There's three sins that nobody is safe from every day. Hir Haravera, which is sexual thoughts, v'yun tfila, the inability to concentrate on davening, v'lashon hara. Lashon hara, salka da'itach, you think that we can't go a day without Lashon Hara, that's impossible. He says, Ella Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, which of course is this last thing that we said, which is speaking nicely about somebody, but leading to somebody speaking Lashon Hara about it. Amar Yehud Amar Rav, Rov B'Gezel, most people are caught, most of the punishments are because of Gezel, Miut Barayot, V'Hakol B'Lashon Hara, everybody gets nailed for Lashon Hara. People, hopefully, are not all that consumed with Lashon Hara on a regular basis. But Avak Lashon Hara is a little easier. Okay. The end of Mishnah Aleph, Shimon Gamliel said, mean, Pashut Mekushar is all based on Minhag HaMedina. But Tanakama, lately Minhag HaMedina, Tanakama doesn't accept Minhag HaMedina as a guiding kind of principle of Shtarot. Ravashi, Ba'atra the Nihigi Pashut, Ravashi said as follows. If you have a place where the local Minhag is Get Pashut, the Amarli Avidli Get Pashut, and the guy says, set up a Get Pashut. The lender says that. The Azal Avidli Mekushar, and the borrower made a Get Mekushar. So Kveda, clearly, that's not a kosher get, because that's not what it was asked for. Nihigi Mekushar Avid Mekushar Azal Avidli Pashut, or flip it. So Kveda, then he was mocking on it, and it's no good. Kipligi Ba'atra the Nihigi Pashut, Umekushar. Where do Rosham Gamliel and Tanakama disagree? Where the minig is to do either way. V'amarle avidli pashut. The guy said, make me a get pashut. V'azal avidli mekushar. And the sofer made a get mekushar. Mar savar kpeda. The Tanakama says it's a kpeda, which means that if you made a get pashut and a mekushar, vice versa, it's no good. Mar savar mar malkum hulo. And Rosham Gamliel just says, as long as it follows the minig of malkum, it's okay. And he said pashut just as an example. So Abaye does what Abaye does quite often, which is to draw opinions of various Tanoim together where there's a conceptual similarity. They all accept this principle that when you specify a particular method of doing something, it doesn't mean exclusive to all other methods, but it's just an example, and other methods are valid. Shim Gamliel had Amran, that's ours. Rabbi Shimon, what's that? This is a Mishnah in Kiddushin, which is that if a man marries, gives a Kiddushin to a girl and says, I'm a not, that I'm a Kohen, turns out he's a Levi, I'm a not, I'm a Levi, turns out he's a Kohen, etc. And the position of Tanakama throughout is that if it's not exactly what he says, then the Kiddushin are no good, even if she says, I was willing to marry him either way. But Rabbi Shimon says that if the mistake was for the better, which means he said, Almanat, that I'm poor and turns out I'm rich, then the Kiddushin are valid. And so therefore the condition was not exact, it was an example. Rabbi Elazar Ditnan, and that's by the way a difficult piece to include in this threesome, but that's beyond the scope of what we can do here because it really is not part of our discussion. Rabbi Elazar Ditnan Haishasham right Kabali Giti Makom Ploni Vekiblu La Makom Acher. Pasul, this by the way is true in Kiddushin and Gerushin. If a woman says to a fellow, go accept my get over there, and he gets it somewhere else, Chachamim say, the Tanakama's position is that it's Pasul, because he didn't do the Shlichut, he didn't get it where she wanted it. Rabbi Elazar says that it's okay, because Mar Savar Kpeda, Tanakama holds that it was a Kpeda, she wanted it accepted specifically in that place. Mar Savar Mar Malkumulo. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, she was just pointing out where you could probably find the husband or the shliach of the husband to get it from him. Now, important to note is that this is true also about shlichut for kiddushin. If a man says, go be makadish this girl and over there, then if he gives kiddushin elsewhere, it's no good. But if he says go give kiddushin to this girl, you'll find her over there. That's mar makom. Then it's valid if he finds her somewhere else because he was just helping him out. Okay, the beginning of the second Mishnah, which is included with all of the first Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, said that if you had a Pashut that had one aid, it's Pasul, and if you had a Mekushar with two aid, it's Pasul. So Bishlam Mekushar Shkatu Bishna Aidim Pasul, it's Tarich. I understand why you had to teach me that if you have a Get Mekushar with two aidim, that it's possible, that I understand, since normally two aidim are okay, I would think two aidim are okay here, at least b'diavad, kamash v'lan de pasul. Therefore it teaches the pasul. It's a no-brainer if you want to tell me that a regular star with only one aid is pasul. So Amar Abaye lo nitzuchad afilu eid achad b'chtav v'eid achad b'peh. Abaye says that what it's coming to teach is even if you have one aid signed and another aid will testify orally that he witnessed the execution of the shtar, it's still pasul. So that's why it says eid achad b'pashut is pasul, even if you got another aid to support it. Now, Amemar achshur b'eid achad b'chtav eid achad al peh, but Amemar actually validated such a shtar. There was one signature, and then another fellow came along and testified orally that he saw the execution of the shtar, that it was okay. So Amalei Ravashta Amemar ahad abayimai, what do you do with the Abaye's statement? Amalei lo shmi'ali, I don't hear it. Klomar lo svirali, which means I don't agree with it. So Elakasha, so now Abamemar now has the problem that we have, which is if it's so obvious, if it's okay, to have one aid b'chtav and one aid balpeh, then what's the Mishnah saying when it says one aid and a pashut is pasul? It's a no-brainer, or else if you have another aid balpeh, it's not even true. So kasha manitin. So hakamashal andishnayim kushar ke'ed achad pashut. Rav Meimar says, you know what it's meaning? We know what it means. It means that two aidim on a shtar mekushar are as pasul as one aid pashut. One aid pashut we know is pasul, but it's pasul d'oraita. Matam psula d'oraita. Afhacha nami psula d'oraita. And I'll prove it to you. Teda, this is Rav Meimar talking. To shalchu mitam. Now important note. Shalchu mitam normally means Eretz Yisrael. They sent a message to Bavel. But here, they're sending a message within Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who was a famous Chacham Eretz Yisrael, if you recall, way back in the second parak, we were talking about the sugi of Rov Karov and of the pigeons flying, and how far away they're considered to be within the area of a person's Shovach. But if one leg's on the inside, one leg's on the outside, they threw Rabbi Yirmiyahu out of the Beis Medrash. So what happened is, while he was out of the Beis Medrash, he was kind of suspended, they were sending him messages. And this is a message that they sent to him, from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's all within Eretz Yisrael. So Maimer says, I know this story. Shalchu mitam chevraya l'Rav Yirmiyah. So the colleague sent a message to Rav Yirmiyah. Eid achad b'chtav, eid achad alpem mahu. Sheet starfu. Can we have two, one eid b'chtav, one eid balpeh? Can they connect? Now Maimer here is not supporting his interpretation of the Mishnah. He's supporting his position against Abaye that it's kosher. Ali b'tana kamadur b'shuban korcha lo tibayilach. Rabbi Shimon Korcha's Tanakhama says that Edim have to testify together. Right? And they have to be present and see the thing together as Edut. Rabbi Shimon Korcha says, Machloket Makot, Shimon Korcha says they could even be seeing things from different places. Because even if you have two Bichtav and two Balpeh, two of them Bichtav, but they wrote separately, or two of them balpeh, but they saw things separately, they're not mitzarif to each other. So certainly, one bichtav, one balpeh will not be mitzarif. That's not a question. The question is, according to Rav Shimon Korcha, shnayim bichtav and shnayim balpeh, who mitzarfi, does he say that you could have one write one day and the other write another day, or at different times, they're not writing together, or one saw something and the other saw something from a different window? Maybe that's mitzarfal. Erecha bichtav, erecha balpeh, lo mitzarfinan. But perhaps Rabbi Shimon Korcha would not extend it to one bichtav, one balpeh. Odilma lo shnar, maybe he doesn't care. He says one and one is two, either way. Shalach lo, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah send back? Ani eini chedai shalachtem li. I'm not worthy of this question. Lakachta tamidchem noteh, sheyitzarfu. My opinion is that they are mitzarif. Good. So Ashi said to Amemar, remember, Rav Ashi had asked Amemar, what do we do with Abaye's opinion? So Rav Ashi turned to Amemar and said, I have a different version of the story. We have the same ending of the story, but it's a different question. What if you have one aid testified in one beitin, another in another beitin? Could the two batei din get together and make a din based on each one of them heard half the testimony, one aid? I'll leave it at Tanakam to Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Natan and Tanakama have a disagreement about Edim testifying separately in one Beit Din. So Rabbi Natan says they can, and Tanakama says they can't. We can't accept it. They have to testify together. So according to Tanakama and Rabbi Natan, it's not a question. They can't even work in one Beit Din. We're asking Rabbi Natan, v'chad beit dina hu demitzarfi, are they only mitzarfi in one beit dina, or v'tre beit dina lo mitzarfi, but not in two? Oldim aloshna, maybe it doesn't matter. V'shalach lo ani eni kadai, sh'sha'al sh'atem shalachtem li, alakach datu enichem notesh, sh'yitzarfu. Again, the same answer, that it's my opinion that they're mitzarf. Now we have two other versions of this. One, very close to what we've been dealing with. Mar barchia mar hachi shalchule. This is the question they sent. Shnaim she'idu b'veitin ze, v'chazru v'idu b'veitin ze. Now it's not a question of one aid in one beitin, one aid in another beitin, but two guys testified in one beitin, and then they testified in front of another beitin. Maushi avo achar mikol beitin istafu. Could you have one dayan come from one beitin, and one from another beitin, and a third fellow, and they could don without the aidin being there? Now, I'll leave it to Rabbi Natan lotibaylach. Now we flip it. According to Rabbi Natan, it's not a question. Hashta Edim etzarfin and Dayanim Ibai, after all, according to Rabbi Natan, you could have Edim separately be put together. Certainly Dayanim can put together. The question here is according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Natan, who said that Edim cannot be mitzarif like that. Edim hudalam mitzarfino, dayan mitzarfino demoloshna. Maybe he says the same thing, and therefore dayanim can't be mitzarif, or maybe he'll distinguish and say that dayanim, there's nothing to prevent a dayan from one beit din who heard both Edim, get together with a dayan from another beit din who heard both Edim, and together make a din. So clearly, they had a tradition that Rabbi Yirmiyah got a question about Seiruf. It was only according to one opinion out in a machloket, and he said, I'm not sure, but I'm inclined to say that the mitzvah. Ravina has a whole different question as part of this tradition. Ravina mar hachi shalchule, this is what they sent. Shloshashi yashvula kayim atashtar, you have three dayanim who sat down to do kiyum ashtar. Umeitachad mihen, and one of them died after their mekayim the shtar, before they wrote the asharta. Srichin lemichtav, they have to write, memotav tlata havena v'chad leitoye olo. We sat, three of us, and one is no longer? Or do they not have to write that? Shalachlu, ani eni chadash shatem shalachtem li alkachta tamidchem note, again, shetzichin lemichtav motav tlata havena v'chad leitoye. He said, but I think you do have to write such a thing. Ravina then adds, and that's the question that the answer of which is what got Rav Yirmiyah back into the Beis Medrash. They lifted his suspension from the Beis Medrash, and they allowed him to come back. Okay, this brings us to the second half of Mishnah Bet, which we will pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.